drawing water from the well, spilling over on the grass. Walking homeward, my heart is filled with pain. Whoa, is me. Go your way, my love. Go your way, my love. As I wander through the trees, a picking of the windy leaves, thinking where you may be sleeping now. I wanna die. Go your way, my love. Go your way, my as I sit mending your clothes that you will never ever wear, cooking daily for you I do prepare. But woe is me. Go your way, my love. Go your way, my is there war in some far land? And have you gone to lend your hand? And do you lie broken and dying now? I wanna die. Go your way, my love. Go your way, my love. Drawing water from the well, spilling over on the grass. Walking homeward, my heart is filled with pain. Woe is me. Go your way, my love. Go your way, my
Bert Jansch singing the Anne Briggs song, Go Your Way, My Love. I think we all feel a bit choked after that. Bert died last month, and sadly so did the composer David Bedford. And later on tonight I'm going to be playing part of his epic, Rime of the Ancient Mariner. One of Bill Frisell's latest projects goes back to 1964 when he saw an article in Time magazine about a group called the Beatles. Wow, he says, look at their hair and those suits and boots. Then he says, I heard the music and that was it. That same year, Nelson Mandela was imprisoned, Coltrane recorded A Love Supreme, Martin Luther King won the Nobel Peace Prize, and Bill Frisell turned 13 and got an electric guitar. And at last he has his own tribute to the Beatles.
Thank you.
Bill Frisell with Greg Lice, Jenny Scheinman, Tony Scher and Kenny Wollison in My Life from Bill's Beatles project called All We Are Saying. The famous album cover of the Abbey Road Crossing inspired the cover of the CD I've got in my hand now, though there are actually no zebra crossings in this landscape. Snowy Arctic conditions with four reindeer crossing the clearing. Inga Yuso is a yoik singer and she's yoiking a crow here with percussionist Harald Schulerud.
La lego la le le la lego lo la lo lo ho la lego la le le lo go lo la he la le le lo ya gara ya le yo lo go get da ve yo le lo la lego la le le lo go lo la le o le le ho ya gara ya no le lo go get da cra 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 go lo la le lo he le lo go le la le Ya bet monoch za velo lo go lo 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 la la le ho go le la le la le lo lo go gara ya kra 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 gara ya le yo lo go lo la he la le le lo ya de dan gara na sa ve yo lo go le o he le lo ya ne ale ke gar ya ve yo lo go lo la he lo le le lo Me quiere da bello lo lo lo, ya lo golé lo 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 lo, ya puay te bello lo, go puay te he le lo, golé la le la le le lo, ya gara ya cra cra cra, ya lo la le lo lo, ha le golé la le le lo, ya gara ya cra cra cra, golé la le le lo, ya puay te bello lo. Ya gara ya cra 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 go la 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 ha le lo lo go lo lo hum
Thank you.
was one of the finest young hardanger fiddle players in Norway, winner of the National Hardanger Fiddle Competition in 2010, Per Anders Buengarnosch. All the tunes on that CD relate to fiddlers from the area around the town of Seljord in Telemark, which is where this year's Landskapleiken or National Competition was held. And that was a Springer dance after a fiddler called Gudmund Mannheim, who'd walked a long way to learn some tunes from another fiddler. He got halfway home, realised he'd forgotten some, and he had to walk all the way back again. And A Yoik for a Crow just before that, sung by Inga Yuso with the percussionist Harald Schullerud. Turkish music now from the west of the country, from the ancient Zebek tradition, and it's performed on two baglamas, a type of lute, played by Ali Fuat Aydin and Cank Gurel. Thank you. Two baglamas and then two harpsichords. The Turkish musicians Ali Fuat Aydin and Cenk Gürel, first of all, and then a harpsichord movement by Domenico Scarlatti, and that was played by Skip Sempe and Olivier Frotin. I'm Fiona Talkington. This is Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. The composer David Bedford died last month. My first choice of music to play in tribute is his The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, which comes from the mid-70s, around the time he was working with Mike Oldfield on Tubular Bells. I find this music completely addictive. It's based on Coleridge's epic tale, and first of all Bedford thought of writing a children's opera, but then it turned into a studio album, I suppose with a backdrop of avant-garde and prog. Mike Oldfield plays guitar here, Robert Powell's the narrator, and the singers are the 1975 Classes 2 and 3 from Queen's College in London. And we're going to join it at the beginning of part 2.
In his loneliness and fixedness, he yearneth towards the journeying moon and the stars that still sojourn, yet still move onward. And everywhere the blue sky belongs to them, and is their appointed rest. And their native country, and their own natural homes, which they enter unannounced as lords that are certainly expected, and yet there is a silent joy at their arrival. the spell begins to break. The ancient mariner is refreshed with rain.
Thank you.
The bodies of the ship's crew are inspired, and the ship moves on. Heareth sounds and seeth strange sights and commotions in the sky and the element. Mariner hath been cast into a trance, for the power causeth the vessel to drive northward faster than human life could endure.
Thank you.
curse is finally expiated, and the mariner beholdeth his native country.
Yes, I know. I'm beginning to feel like I should have played it all for you after all. That was part two of David Bedford's Rime of the Ancient Mariner. Robert Powell was the narrator, Mike Oldfield on guitars, and Class 2 and 3 from 1975 at Queen's College London with soloists Diana Coulson and Lucy Blackburn. Where are you now, I wonder? David Bedford died last month, and I'll be playing more of his music next week here on Late Junction. You might remember that last time I was here, I spoke with a brilliant sound recordist, Chris Watson, about his latest release, for which he spent a month on a train crossing Mexico, a route that's no longer in use, hence the title El Tren Fantasma, the ghost train. And I'm very pleased to say that Radio 4's Pick of the Week picked it up and played the track we chose from the CD. Well, I wanted to play you a bit more from it tonight. We're going to hear the train rumbling into Veracruz on the Gulf of Mexico in a moment, and a bit more from my phone conversation with Chris. I said to him that for me, his recording wasn't just about the sounds, but I could really feel the heat and smell the smells.
Oh, thanks. I mean, that's exactly what I wanted to convey, both on and off the train. There are these intense mechanical rhythms, which is something I've always wanted to work with ever since in my teens when I heard Pierre Schaeffer's Etude au Chemin de Fer and became fascinated with music concrète. And so I've always been interested in working with mechanical sounds, even though a lot of my work is associated with the natural world. But on this case, I could get on and off the train, and I could stand in the desert in the Copper Canyon or around Chihuahua and hear the similar sounding mechanical sounds of cicadas. And insects, which I felt had a similarity to some of the sounds I was hearing on the train, the sort of hiss of brakes and sort of the sounds of the engine, the internal sounds of the engine. And I really had the luxury and privilege of being able to explore this environment because I could, I had my own train set. I could get inside the cab and stand with the driver and record and investigate all these amazing acoustic environments. And, I could hang microphones out of the window. I could stand in the desert while the train flew past me at this sort of barreling down out of the desert like some great monster and these amazing speeds and rhythms associated with it. And then, gradually the sounds of the desert, small and insignificant as they are in many respects, would gradually creep over and the sounds of this monstrous mechanical train would just evaporate and the insects would take over. So all those transitions, those little nuances as well, I really enjoyed working with. In that sense, it was just a magical journey and encapsulated by the length of it and the time it took.
gracias por haber viajado en el tren fantasma. Este servicio ha dejado de existir. This service has now ceased.
Every time I listen to that ending, there's a shiver that runs down my spine. Chris Watson's El Tren Fantasma, The Ghost Train, A Journey Across Mexico, and that's out on Touch in a couple of weeks. Also out in a week or so is a new CD featuring the voice of Susanna Vallumre. You're probably familiar with her as Susanna and the Magical Orchestra, but now she turns to the music of Purcell, along with Baroque harpist Giovanna Pesci, gamba player Jane Achtman, and Marco Ambrosini plays nickel harp. I think Susanna brings a real openness and honesty to Purcell's music.
Music.
Jane Achtman playing a Scotch tune by Purcell on Viola da Gamba, following another track from that CD, If Grief Could Wait. Purcell's music for a while, sung by Susanna Vallumra, with Giovanna Pessi on baroque harp and Marco Ambrosini playing nickel harp. And that's out on ECM on the 9th of November. This next song is for solo clarinet, Berio's Song, written in 1983, and it's played by the Swiss-born clarinetist Reto Bieri.
Thank you. See the world with a heart that knows. Shadow play, rain, tree, crow. I put no trust in milestones. Desperate homes, halfway homes, I share the world with one who knows. The light still shines in shadow play, Thank you.
David Sylvian, Steve Jansen, Richard Barbieri and Mick Kahn from the album Rain Tree Crow. They followed the Swiss-born clarinetist Reto Bieri, who was playing Song by Berio. I've been really enjoying listening to the Portuguese guitarist Custódio Castelo from a CD recorded in the Church of the English Cemetery in Lisbon. I really couldn't make up my mind what to play you, so I've gone for two tunes. The first is called Tempus, and then we're going to hear Terra de Po. Thank you.
shelter I could find. Let's wait for this to blow over or to blow up. We wouldn't even mind. Cause you and me and everyone we know was once a child and now they have to grow old. And when they do, they find they're full of regret. And I refuse to live my life like that. My life was going nowhere, that's for sure. Just trying to find something worth living for. Cause all of my friends look like little adults dancing the waltz of the tick-tock of time. But my clock stopped years ago, so I would've known the dance even if I tried. Cause you and me and everyone we know was once a child and now they have to grow old. And when they do, they find they're full of regret. And I refuse to live my life like that. Cause you and me and everyone we know was once a child and now they have to grow old. And when they do, they find they're full of regret. And I refuse to live my life like that. Look at all these adults dancing the walls of the tick-tock of time. Luckily my clock stopped years ago, so I would've known the dance even if I tried. Look at all these adults dancing the walls of the tick-tock of time. Luckily my clock stopped years ago, so I would've known the dance even if I tried.
Maya Vidal and the Waltz of the Tick-Tock of Time, following on from two tunes from the Portuguese guitarist Custódio Castelo, Tempus and Terra de Po. That's another CD that's not going back on my shelf. Our email address, by the way, if you want to get in touch, we'd love to hear from you, late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with a trio called PD Conception. Ingvo Klauder plays piano, Terje Edinson percussion and Anders Tveit electronics. From them, a track called Sawyers. And they follow the Hilliard Ensemble, joining up with the Rosamunda Quartet, with part of Boris Yoffe's Song of Songs, My Own Vineyard I Did Not Keep. I hope you'll join me again for Late Junction tomorrow night at 11. Good night.
Thank you.